For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. A phone scam tries to scare you into paying up. The Klan is recruiting in the North. Kids get access to meals this summer. And a Charlottesville car dealer goes solar. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 10th, 2018.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The Daily Progress reports that scammers pretending to be from the Albemarle County Sheriff's Office are calling local residents to threaten them with arrest for missing jury duty unless they pay a fine over the phone. The sheriff's office says they do not call people they intend to arrest, nor do they demand money or personal information by phone or email. Chief Deputy Chan Bryant said scammers can sound convincing by giving specific information, including some of the victim's personal information, but most agencies conduct official business by letter. If they do call, government agencies never ask for credit or debit card numbers, wire transfers, or bank routing numbers over the phone. The National Transportation Safety Board says authorities have recovered the body of the pilot of a small helicopter that crashed into a Williamsburg apartment building on Sunday and killed a 91-year-old resident. Authorities are still working to identify the pilot of the helicopter, which is registered to an Alexandria address. The pilot was the only person on board. Investigators are still trying to find out the flight's purpose and destination. Recruiting flyers for the Ku Klux Klan are again being distributed in Northern Virginia. Prince William County Police are investigating the distribution of pamphlets depicting hate propaganda over the weekend. Police said the pamphlets were thrown at random through several residential streets and appeared to be recruiting material for the Klan. Police said the pamphlets did not contain any threats and did not appear to target anyone specifically. Similar recruiting materials were distributed in the county in April. Teachers struggling with how to address thorny current events in the classroom are getting advice from an earlier generation of educators, as Sandy Houseman reports.
On a warm afternoon this summer, when some teachers were on vacation, 20 educators from around the state took a bus ride past some of the most significant civil rights sites in central Virginia. This tour was part of a week-long institute organized by UVA professor Derek Aldridge, director of the Teachers in the Movement project.
We're in trying times right now. Teachers between 1950 and 1980, they were also in trying times. Part of the institute is to explore what would it be like to put these two different generations of teachers into conversation with one another.
Since 2014, Aldridge and his colleagues have been taping interviews with teachers from Virginia, Maryland, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia, people who were in the classroom in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, facing issues especially controversial in the South. This summer's panel discussion at the Curry School of Education surprised and inspired younger educators like Arch Painter, who teaches Honors English in Frederick County.
They may not be out on the front lines holding protest signs and going to marches. Instead, they're laying the foundations by encouraging students to think critically.
And the words of those teachers may also inspire through the project's website, where video clips are posted. It's called teachersinthemovement.com. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Across the country, advocates are raising awareness about free summer programs for kids. In Richmond, Mayor LeVar Stoney joined the nonprofit No Kid Hungry Virginia and local elected officials to promote Summer Meals Action Week. From partner station WCVE, Evie King has more.
Kids under the age of 18 can get free breakfast and lunch at approximately 150 locations around Richmond. Mayor LeVar Stoney says he understands the need on a personal level.
Well, it's very important to me because, you know, I was a child who grew up on free and reduced lunch. When the summertime hit, there were stretches there where I did not have any lunch.
According to Claire Mansfield, state director for No Kid Hungry Virginia, only about 15% of kids on need-based meal programs during the school year take advantage of meal offerings during the summer.
So obviously we want to draw attention to the fact that these meals are available, they're free, and you can find them in your community.
The Summer Meals Program is federally funded through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and administered through Virginia's Department of Education.
That's WCVE's Evie King reporting. Families can text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877 for the nearest location serving meals. When black women give birth in Virginia, they are far more likely to die as a result of the pregnancy than white women. Now, as Michael Pope reports, those numbers might be about to change.
Black women in Virginia are more than 3 times more likely to die in childbirth than any other race. That's according to numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Stephen Wolf at Virginia Commonwealth University says the reasons for this are complicated and interconnected.
African Americans are more likely to be living with limited incomes, to have higher poverty rates, and to be living in unhealthy neighborhoods. All of these increase the risk of diseases and risk factors that moms bring into their pregnancy.
Add to that gaps in access to health care, and it's a recipe for a disproportionate maternal mortality rate. That's one of the reasons why Michael Cassidy at the Commonwealth Institute is so excited about Medicaid expansion. He says Virginia now has a chance to do something about this lingering problem if the program is implemented the right way.
When we think about the way in which Virginia should structure their outreach and enrollments efforts to make sure we connect to this population, that is going to be critically important to helping us make strides in closing this key gap.
Simply providing coverage is not enough, Cassidy says, because healthcare providers will need to address the specific challenges of Black women so they can access culturally responsive healthcare. I'm Michael Pope.
And finally today, it has 480 solar panels, could reduce carbon emissions by 191 tons annually, and represents the first of its kind in Virginia. It's a solar superstructure, a shell above an existing building, and is expected to provide 93% of the power needed to operate the Colonial Nissan dealership in Charlottesville. The project is a partnership between parent company Carter Myers Automotive and SunTribe Solar. WMRA's Matt Bingay spoke with Carter Myers Automotive President and CEO Liza Borges to find out more about the decision to make this investment in renewable energy.
As we really started to look towards our future as a company, we wanted to make sure we were making a positive impact in all areas that we could as a company. And as we learned more about the options of putting solar structures onto dealerships, whether it be onto a roof or, in this case, onto a unique superstructure, we had a very, we thought, exciting way to have a positive, I guess, less impact on the environment in the Charlottesville and Central Virginia community.
So this is a superstructure, and to make sure everybody understands, that means it's outside the existing building. It's that big shell around the building, floats above the roof. What actually prevented you from using the existing structure?
The way that the dealership is built, there actually is not enough roof space for all of the solar panels that would be needed to cover the electricity that needed to be generated to run the dealership. So as we partnered with SunTribe Solar, they came up with the idea of putting the structure on top of the parking garage.
And was this the first time that SunTribe proposed doing something like this? Had they handled superstructures before?
This is a unique one to SunTribe Solar as well as to Colonial Nissan.
So what did you have to think about when making this design work? And I'm also curious to know if there have been any surprises as you've gone through the construction.
There are always surprises when you go through construction. It has taken a little bit longer than we expected because this was such a unique project. We needed to make sure that the load on the parking garage obviously was sustainable. We needed to make sure that we understood what the weather patterns, how that could affect both the structure and the solar panels, as well as getting cars on and off the roof that will be sitting and being parked underneath the structure. So it has taken a few more months to get to this point than we would have liked. But I think that SunTribe Solar, as well as our company, have learned a lot in the process that should be able to help us be more efficient in looking at how to add solar structures to our dealerships for the future.
Well, I know one thing that people wrestle with when they consider the cost of installing solar is, you know, weighing that energy savings over the cost of installation. And I'm sure you've given some thought to that. When do you expect this investment in energy savings and use to really start to pay off?
Well, if we look at just the solar panels and the return on the investment of the panels, I believe it was just in between 6 to 7 years as far as a return on the investment. But because we had to build the superstructure to hold the solar panels, that's going to probably be about 11 years. But we still felt it was the right long-term decision, both for our community, for our company, and for the environment.
Liza, I would imagine with a superstructure powered by the sun that you see some opportunities here to use this structure to tie into the wave of new electric vehicles.
Right. We are excited about the new 2018 Nissan Leaf, and then there will be another newer, even stronger Nissan Leaf coming later this year. And I think one of the exciting things is it'll be fun for our customers as they charge their Nissan Leaf at Colonial Nissan to be able to say that they have a vehicle that is powered by the sun.
And I'd also imagine that others are now going to start viewing your dealership as sort of leading the way, you know, investing significantly in solar power. And I'm wondering if you've had inquiries from others, and are you planning to maybe install some solar facilities elsewhere?
We've certainly had a lot of interest in the community as to having an understanding of what we're doing at our business. And I do hope that inspires some other companies and businesses in Central Virginia to look at solar options on their structures or facilities. And as we're building new dealerships, we are evaluating whether, based on the placement of the dealership and the size of the dealership, whether the solar panels and using solar is a good fit for it. After we look at the new structures, we will go back and look at the other existing structures, because it would certainly be easier to put it onto a new build as we're building it than it is to go back and retrofit something as we're doing today.
One lesson you've already learned, I imagine.
Yes.
Liza Borsches, President and CEO of Carter Myers Automotive, I wish you many sunny days to come. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today about this new superstructure at Colonial Nissan.
Thank you. We appreciate you having us on and look forward to a lot of people coming out and visiting and seeing what the superstructure, solar superstructure, can do for Charlottesville and hopefully for some of the vehicles that they'll purchase in the future.
The solar superstructure is almost complete and ready to go online. And in full disclosure, Carter Myers Automotive also operates Volvo Cars of Charlottesville, which is an underwriter for WMRA. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.